Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Zvachim Kuf Zayin, Zvachim 107b, pagination is 214. We'll start towards the bottom of the page. It's probably about 12 lines up from the wide lines. Itmar is the first word on the line. We're dealing with the Isser in the Torah, Ve'al Pesach Oel Moed Lo Hevio, that a person did not bring the karban to the Beis HaMikdash, or lo yivienu, did not bring it up in the Beis HaMikdash, the limbs, in the proper place. And this is the concept of Isser Bamos, that altars are forbidden once Yerushalayim is built. The Gemara wonders, Itma, we learned, Hamala Bizman Hazeh. What's the halacha in our time when there is no Beis HaMikdash? Does this Isser prohibition still apply? Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chayiv. Rabbi Yochanan says, you're in violation. Reish Lakish Amar Potter. Reish Lakish says, you're not in violation. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chayiv, we explain. Rabbi Yochanan says he is guilty of the violation because Kiddusha Rishona Kitcha L'Shaita V'Kitcha L'Ased Lavo. The original holiness at the time of the first Beis HaMikdash was designated for its own time as well as for the future, and it never lost it. And therefore the place of the Beis HaMikdash remains sanctified. Even if the Beis HaMikdash is not standing, it still is the place for Shechita and Hala'a, and to do so anywhere else is a violation. Reish Lakish Amar Potter. Reish Lakish says there is no violation. Kiddusha Rishonah Kitcha L'Shaita V'lo Kitcha L'Ased Lavo. The original holiness was for its own time. It was not for continuity, and when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the place is no longer considered holy, and therefore it's not a violation. Val Pesach Ol Moed Lo Hevio Lo Yivienu. You didn't bring it to the place of the Beis HaMikdash. It's not relevant because it's been destroyed, the way Reish Lakish learns. Let's skip down to the last of the smaller lines. Omer Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua said, Shamati, I heard, Shahoyu makriven, that you could bring karbanos afal pi she'ein bayis, even though there's no Beis HaMikdash. You could bring the karbanos in that place, and theoretically we could have a karban Pesach, for example. Va'ochlim kodshei kodeshim, you could eat the karbanos of the high level of sanctity that have to be eaten in the Beis HaMikdash, afal pi she'ein kloyim, even though the curtains aren't up. Kodshim kalim u'maiser sheni, and the lesser level of kedusha by karbanos that could be eaten in all of Yerushalayim, as well as maiser sheni, the produce that has to be eaten in Yerushalayim, you could do it, afal pi she'ein chomo, even though there's no wall to Yerushalayim. Mipnei shekedusha rishona kitcha l'shaita v'kitcha l'ased lavo, with the same logic that the original holiness remains, and therefore it's still in its holiness, even though it doesn't look that way. It doesn't have the wall. The Rambam in Beis HaBechira, Vav Tes Vav, writes, Lefikach, because of Kedusha Rishona, Makriv Makarbonos Kulam Afabish Ein Shambayis Bana, you would be allowed to bring the Karbonos, even though the house of Hashem, the Beis HaMikdash, is not standing. And as our Gemara outlined, Ve'ochlim Kodshei Kodeshim, and you could eat Kodshei Kodeshim in the place that's designated to be the Beis HaMikdash, and Kodshim Kalim U'maiser Sheni B'chol Yerushalayim, even though there are no walls, because Kedusha Rishona Kitcha L'Shaita V'Kitcha L'Ased Lavo, the original sanctity was so powerful, it was for its time and forever. And it remains holy to this day. why indeed won't we bring karbanos nowadays if we paskin like that? Many reasons. One of them is politics. It could endanger lives if we were to do it. There may be many reasons, but the fact that the Beis HaMikdash is not standing according to this approach is not really the end-all on whether you can bring karbanos or not. What our Gemara did was explain the case of Hala'a, that it's going to be a violation if you don't do it in the Beis HaMikdash, and then explain that the Beis HaMikdash to this day remains eligible, at least in theory, to bring karbanos. And indeed, going back to the rules of Hala'a, the Rambam in Maaseh HaKarbanos, Perek Yutes Tesvav, writes, Mi sheshachat kodshim bizman hazeh, if a person shecht kodshim in our time, ve'elam chutz la'azara, outside of the azara he brought it up, chayiv, mipnei shehu roi likariv bifnim, because it could have been brought in that place of the Beis HaMikdash, sharei mutal la'akriv, you could bring karbanos, afa pi shein bayis, even though there's no Beis HaMikdash. Mipnei shekidusha rishona, kitcha l'shaita, v'kitcha l'asad lavo, a great phrase to memorize. The original Kedusha remained for its time and for all time, and therefore, as far as the Kedusha of the place goes, it really does remain eligible as Pesach Oel Moed, the place of the Beis HaMikdash. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.